response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Couple of things we're following after the Cavs got swept. People were saying Kenny Atkinson may be fired. News is dropping that the Cavs are going to keep Kenny Atkinson despite the sweep in the conference finals.
And the subsequent post-game nonsense that he was spewing about analytics. And, you know, technically we won those games. Okay, in what parallel universe did that occur?
It's crazy.
Yeah. And then Harden kind of fed off it. We talked about it earlier. We played the sound. We'll play it again in the show. But, yeah, I would certainly have a conversation about, hey, dude, next year, less lip, more grip.
In the blaming department.
Yeah.
We were talking about, before we get to Michael Penix Jr., and look, I feel like he does feel some pressure. He's not going to say that, but I do. But before we get to that, there is news about JPJ, Mike, and, you know, guys are hitting us up saying, what does this mean?
Yeah, all we can go, guys, by in the most recent case, and I was just telling Carl off the air, for instance, Rashee Rice, he got himself 30 days in the can, 30 days in the hole, and then he had to keep his nose clean, which subsequently he did not.
Nope.
He tested positive for marijuana. Now, I don't know if James likes to, you know, puff, puff, pass, but if James does, he's got to squash that because any positive drug test, and this deal is blown. So that's another part of this. So if we're looking at Rashee Rice's case, he has the car accident. He does a hit and run. He gets charged. He doesn't get suspended by the NFL that year. It was the spring of 24, the fall season. He plays and he gets hurt. The NFL waits for the judicial process to play out. He gets the sentencing in July of 25. Then he got suspended.
Yeah.
So the question I have for you is, does that mean they'll let this pretrial intervention play out and then they'll suspend James Pierce Jr., which means he'd be able to play? I don't know.
Do you still feel like a suspension is coming if this case is dismissed?
Yeah, and he'll just have to appeal it. Now, because of the perception of violence against women, now, again, the big feather in his cap is that Rekia Jackson has basically dropped all her charges and claims and everything else about him and a restraining order. That's got to go a long way, I would think, to the NFL saying, okay, 8 games, and maybe he tries to appeal it down to 6 or 4.
I do too, Mike, because I think if she was fierce in her pursuit of her being violated in the way she was, I don't know if this doesn't look different for him right now. I'm going to say this, guys, and look, I don't know a date. I can't tell you, you know, how many games he's going to be available for, but from where I'm sitting right now, this feels like he's going to play this season. And again, you got to keep your nose clean. But if you're telling me, and I've been saying this to Mike, he's under contract, you're paying him, and if he is abiding by the program, which they want him to abide by, there's no reason why he shouldn't be playing this season. He's got to do the right things. And then when this goes away, however that's going to look, to Mike's point, if there is a 4-game suspension, he can say, hey, the case was dismissed, and we'll let arbitration figure it out. But that is the new news today, and that news dropped about 1 o'clock today before we came on. And I think it's another good sign for James Pierce Jr. I really do.
And guys are asking us, why is he not at OTAs? So they're going to let this process play out. So, I mean, I don't know if that changes for camp, for big camp. But for right now, he has not been involved in the voluntary workouts or the OTAs. So we'll see where it goes. I just, again, I know it's apples to oranges with Rashee Rice, but that's the most recent case where, you know, there was a situation. Okay, they didn't have it in court. He's technically had his day in court. But again, guys, the NFL moves real slow. And they just do. And maybe the Falcons already know what the punishment is. They're not telling the media.
No doubt. But again, as part of this agreement, Pierce must stay away from Rekia Jackson for the next 12 months. While the case remains open.
And not test positive for anything he's not supposed to be doing.
That too. All right, man, let's talk about Michael Penix Jr. Last week, Mike, OTA's big story. As a matter of fact, guys, to be honest with you, when you think about the NFL and all the teams that started OTAs, a lot of discussion about our team because of this quarterback situation. And I'm talking about from a national perspective. Look, I think Michael feels pressure. He's not going to say it. But the pressure is not that he can't get the job done. The pressure is my body going to be where I needed to be for the start of camp so I can have a fair chance to show everybody I've got what it takes. We know he's got the makeup. We've talked about his arm, Mike. His arm talent is different. We know this is why they drafted him.
Right.
Whether you think it was the right choice or wrong, just this is what it is now. And for me, when he said last week, you know, this has always been the goal, but at the same time, I have to focus on the right now and do everything I can to get better each day. He's talking about being ready for week 1. It's always been the goal. He's not saying, I will be ready for week one. It's always been the goal, but at the same time, I've got to focus on the right now, which where I'm at. Was it 80%? Is it 90%? I don't know. But I need to do everything I can to get better every day. And then Coach Stefanski is not ready to give a timetable because even if they know, all right, doctors are saying this, they don't want to promise that because what if he's not there? Day one, Mike, we show up. We're at camp. All right, man, let's see what this is going to look like. Where's Michael? He's not there. It's not a good look. So I don't expect Coach Stefanski to say anything. I don't expect Matt Ryan to say anything in regard to this. But that's where I think the pressure is for Michael Penix Jr.
Right. I mean, it's tough. And he did say the soundbite we played last week where he's like, I'm not going to, as you just laid out, I'm not going to let, you know, competing with Tua mess up where I'm going and where I have to be. And that's a good mindset. But it will be tough if, you know, there's more social media because I had one.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guy hit me up right now watching this on YouTube going, Tua is under throwing guys. Oh, you're there? Are you really?
Actually, the people who were there will tell you he looked better last week.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm following our boys, Mark Raimondi, and we talked to Joe Patrick last week.
Now, what does that
the
mean?
The ball comes out crisply
yes.
because he's healthier. You know, and as I said, I mean, if you look at the video, oh, that looks good. Penix Jr. is backing up. He's backing up. He's simulating under center. He's simulating a handoff, and he's delivering the football. And then Tua does it, and it looks like he's, you know, five times as fast because he's just 100% healthy.
It makes a difference.
And again, that's not a knock. I feel like I got to do the whole preamble. Not a knock against Penix. We're just telling you where we are. If he makes some big improvement in these next 2 months, then there you go. But it's human nature. You feel like you're missing out, right? It's like when anybody else rushes back from an injury.
Nobody really wanted to talk about these mechanic things, did they, though? Nobody really wanted to. Because what they're saying is, look, he's an NFL player. He got here based on the skill set that he was able to show in college, and you get here, and you're not trying to change his golf swing, right? That's what I want to relate it to. You're not going to change his throwing motion and all this stuff. But, Mike, nobody really want to talk about these mechanics. Everybody's still talking about the focus on him being what? Healthy.
Right.
That's it. That's where they're at with him.
Right. And again, another guy hit us up before. I was just telling you, if everybody looked at it, Oren looked at it, it's one piece of video, okay? I'm sorry that I used the analogy that it looked like a Concorde next to a biplane. I'm just telling you, okay? One guy, two is coming out. He's hustling. He's sprinting. He's throwing. Michael doesn't look like that yet.
But maybe he hasn't been cleared.
Listen
to that, man.
And this is something, you know, this is where I diverge with some Falcon fans. I felt he looked stiff in the pocket last year. I think play action never looked right.
You said that.
Even out of the pistol.
I hate
Michael Penix.
Stop.
See, I'm going to have this guy, you know, this one dude who's every week, you don't like Penix. I love Penix. I hate Michael Penix.
I said I love Penix.
I hate Michael Penix. We all want to see. He's a great guy.
You're chasing mid-sentence right
yeah,
there.
See, this is Oren. And I said, we were joking around with Abe last week. There's even people that are so, I'm not saying thick. Okay, little. They don't even realize that's been altered audio.
Well, I don't know, Mike.
I mean,
I hear your voice.
Injured Michael Power. You know what? Fine. The often injured Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah,
well, that
you.
Is true, too.
That's you. 404-726-0929. Do you think, and you can text us, guys, it's our text line, it's our call-in line, do you think he feels this pressure? Because like many of you are just under the impression like, oh, it's not a big deal, it doesn't matter. This is like, again, you're out for a medical situation at your job, and the new hot kid comes in, Mike, and all of a sudden now he's producing unlike you've been producing, and your
right.
job is saying, hey, when are you coming back?
That's it.
When are you going to be back to do the job?
I literally just had a guy on YouTube. They act like Penix is not moving hurt. We just said he looks fine.
Yes.
He looks good for a guy who had a partial MCL tear in November. And here it is now. It's not even June. Okay, that's he looks okay. It's just when you compare him to a guy who doesn't have knee issues, yes, he's got worries about concussions, but that's a different situation.
Yes.
But Tua just looks more nimble right now. How about that?
And that's fair. I don't have an issue with it. But because of these things, that's the pressure. It's not that he can't do the job. It is, man, I need to be back so I can make sure that I have a chance to show.
Guy goes, I seen Penix running sprints like everybody else. Oh, really? Same speed? Come on.
Well, he's on the side.
I guess talking Penix is helping the ratings. Yes, it does.
Well, of course
it does. Yes, it does.
Guys, it's about our starting quarterback in Atlanta. What are you talking about?
Jiu-jitsu for sure.
I'm shutting. I can't interact.
He knows
YouTube.
How to fall, by the way.
He does, like a ninja.
Just saying. Kung fu. Jiu-jitsu.
He's a karate man, Mike.
Karate man bruise on the inside. Just don't bruise his noggin.
He knows how to fall.
Yeah,
I, look, I, you guys, it shouldn't be surprising to you. that when we bring up the fact that we don't know what our starting quarterback situation is going to be, that it's a ratings game. No, it's the number one thing people are talking about in the NFL.
Right.
That's the thing.
It's an old-fashioned quarterback competition, i.e. controversy.
Yeah.
By its definition. The fact that I'm talking to these guys, it's just insane. Dudes just love to hate on Penix. What part of what we just talked about?
Well, they keep hearing you say those things.
You know
things.
What? See, Orin, we're gonna put a moratorium on this.
I don't like, I hate Michael Penix.
Well, when you say those things.
I give up. I can't. Carl's back. I'm very happy. I'm just in a good mood. I'm texting right now. I can't do this again.
I can't do this again.
I give up.
Junior.
I give up. You guys are nuts.
Nuts.
You guys are nuts.
That's why. All right.
Again, one guy had a knee injury in November. Another guy finished a full season.
Yes.
That's by definition a guy with an advantage. Hopefully the other quarterback will catch up. But to say there's no disadvantage right now is disingenuous. Yeah.
And by the way, I think it's, from an offensive standpoint, they're both studying new things with Stefanski
right.
and Tommy Reese's
That's
offense.
That's an equalizer.
Exactly right. 404-726-0929. Wanted to mention that and talk about it. They get back to work, by the way, tomorrow. A bunch of coaches will speak. We'll have it all for you right here as we are your home for Atlanta Falcons football. All right, when we come back, I feel guilty, Mike. Feel guilty.
Lay it on me, man.
I got to share this. We got some benefits.
Ooh.
Some upgrades.
Hello.
That we probably shouldn't have gotten.
Hey, I like this kind of party.
Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
I believe in Michael Penix Jr. Not...
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.